Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, we're talking about getting yourself more organized. Yesterday, we touched on purging things at home. Today, I want to touch on purging things at work. Now, if you're anything like me at work, there's a lot of paperwork that comes across your desk. I get probably 100 emails a day, and it seems like it never ends. And the question becomes, how do you keep up with these things? Especially if you're a person that reads it and goes back and then reads it and goes back. You know, if you can't just take care of things, they have a way of piling up on you and snowballing, and it just gets overwhelming in that situation. So you have to have a good method in place to deal with everything. And so the first thing I would tell you is, as you get papers across your desk, read them. And once you read it, if you can act on it and get it done within a couple of minutes, just do it. Then you can check it off your list. You're done. If it's an email, you can delete the email. If it's a piece of paper, you can throw the paper out, but you're done. If you can't get it done right away, you want to file it, you want to scan it, you want to put it somewhere where you can then go back to it and reference it, but you want to put it in a place that you're not going to lose track of it, especially if it's important. So I think it's important to get yourself very organized around doing it. And the key here is the top of your desk is not the best place for things. Now, I am not the best person for doing this, I'll admit that. I struggle with it from time to time. I get on the horse, I fall off the horse, but I try at the end of the day to get my desk cleared. Again, it doesn't always work, but I'm happy when I can do it. And I feel so much better when I walk in the next morning to a clean desk and everything's organized where it should be. So I think the thought here is this: why, by setting up folders for yourself, folders for action, for delegation, and for retention, that will make your life a lot easier and that'll help you clear your desk. So if it's something for action, if you can't do it right away, you're going to get back to it, set up an action folder for yourself that you're going to review every day. And if it's something you need someone else to help you with or it needs to be delegated, set up a delegation folder so that you can keep track of those things. You don't want to just hand it off to someone and assume it's done. You need to be able to keep track of these projects, and that delegation folder is a great way to do it. And then finally, the retention folder. And retention could come in a lot of different forms, but for retention, you just want to make sure that you've got something to keep those important documents. Now, if you're using folders, certainly you want to match the physical folders you're using to the electronic folders you're using. In other words, give them both the same name. The other thing I'd recommend is if you don't have a scanner, they're so inexpensive now. Most printers actually have them. You know, I find that, you know, the scanner on a lot of people's printers is kind of like that perpetual blinking timer that used to be on VCRs. It always blinked 12 o'clock because people don't set it up. Take a few minutes and set it up. It's not that difficult to do. And then take those documents and scan them. Put them somewhere in a folder where you have access to them electronically. Get them off your desk. Get them out of file cabinets. You'll save yourself some room. And just get them in your computer. And then it's much easier to reference them after the fact. To start with that, we'll talk more tomorrow a little bit about getting yourself a little bit more organized and how to deal with things. But in the meantime, I just want to suggest that if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your goals. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is just getting here. Commit to a few minutes a day. Doesn't cost you anything. I would suggest that you come early in the morning or on your way to work. Just get here. It's a great way to start your day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on how to purge things at work and get yourself better organized in the workplace. But for today, what I want you to do is look at some of those things that you can get off your desk. See what you can scan into folders. See what you can throw away. And just figure out a system that works for you to keep yourself organized. You'll be far more productive if you can do it.